we're getting near the end of that phase. We started that back in October, November with the World Cafes, had the Future Oxford contest. After the idea scale, the committee that that I'm on and the staff at the county and the consulting group, we'll be getting together in between February and March a couple times and trying to start to hammer out a draft plan. So hopefully by sometime middle of March, third week of March, we'll have a draft plan that'll go out in a wiki format onto the Future Oxford site, and also kind of what we're calling a kitchen table guidebook. So for those that would prefer to do it the old tech way, so something hard copy, we're going to produce copies that are going to be distributed to areas in each community that just make sense. So libraries, community centers, senior centers, just where people, they want to read a hard copy of it, and then they could email in or give us their feedback. But then there's going to be a wiki version of it where people can go read the document right online, put their comments in, and as a group receiving it, we're going to be able to see all the comments and how comments build on comments, and that'll again give us a good gauge of what people are thinking when they actually see it in print. And I think that's probably when we're going to get the highest level of engagement, when there's actually a plan, because it's I think it's hard to visualize what's in the plan until you see the plan. And I think once people start reading it, they're either going to be happy with what they see and go, great idea, or they're going to be concerned because they're going to say, well, that's not what I believe in, and they're going to let us know that. And so we're still going to have one more opportunity after that between March and July to say, okay, now we've heard some more. So where do the revisions need to be made? Where did we not perceive the opinions of the community well enough? Because clearly now they're telling us this. So let's adapt. Let's adjust.